Good morning. It's Friday, August 28th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Brian Johnson's autoimmune gastritis diagnosis anchors today's edition, a striking reminder that even the most data-driven health optimization protocol cannot fully override biological complexity. A UK Biobank study of 309,000 people provides hard statistical muscle behind a concept our readers already sense. Loneliness and social isolation measurably accelerate biological aging, while gym attendance and community ties genuinely slow it. In the lab, senolytics are clearing senescent microglia from aging brains, and GLP-1 drugs are emerging as serious neuroprotective candidates worth watching. Nautilus also fact-checks metformin's anti-aging claims, and a startup says an injectable drug combo can rejuvenate your blood biology. On the lifestyle front, the headline, Brian Johnson called himself the healthiest person on the planet, then came the autoimmune diagnosis. According to Men's Journal, Brian Johnson, the tech entrepreneur who has spent millions turning himself into a human optimization experiment, recently revealed a diagnosis of autoimmune gastritis, a condition in which the immune system attacks the stomach lining, causing damage that rigorous biomarker tracking apparently didn't anticipate. This is the one to read today. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection, GLP-1 drugs are showing real promise for neurological disease, not just waistlines. From Neurology Live, GLP-1 receptor agonists, the class behind Ozempic and Mounjaro, are accumulating evidence for neurological benefits well beyond metabolic control, including for Parkinson's disease, stroke recovery, and broader cognitive protection. Senolytics clear harmful senescent microglia from the aging brain. Human trials still lag. From Fight Aging, researchers testing several senolytic drug approaches in aged mice found significant improvements in the microglial population of brain white matter, cells that, when senescent, drive the neuroinflammation underlying cognitive decline. In supplement news, creatine's identity shift is complete, from the gym to longevity and brain health. From Nutritional Outlook, creatine is cementing a transition from athlete-only staple to mainstream longevity supplement, with market positioning now firmly centered on cognitive health and cellular energy optimization. Metformin as an anti-aging drug, fact-checking the biohacker claims. From Nautilus, Nautilus takes a sober look at the gap between metformin's impressive animal data and its more modest human track record. While worms, mice, and macaques show lifespan and biomarker improvements, clinical trials in non-diabetic humans have yet to demonstrate clear longevity benefits. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.